bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Attention! Good morning, pigs. Good morning, you fascists. You bigots! You fags! You pinkos! You bastards! Fuzz. This indoctrination of vocal harassment was compiled by our own juvenile division in preparation for the concert this weekend.
Larry from Vegas State. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is that good?
All right, good afternoon all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on this hot, sunny summer weekend here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Yes, the show is Generation Annihilation. My name is Aaron, and yes, we can be heard on CITR 101.9 FM. We can also be tuned on the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca, and we can also be heard on TELUS Digital Television, channel 3717, and we kick things off with a couple tracks from a compilation going back to the 90s out of Outkast Records on Seattle, Washington. We heard by Whipped, we heard a track called King Good Sobriety, and then we heard from Chicken, We're All Guilty, and this was the compilation that came out in Seattle, Washington. In the 90s, like I said. And the reason why I played these two tracks is because, Lake Union Pub is having a reunion. Lake Union Pub in Seattle, Washington, which was a punk and hardcore bar in the 90s. Yeah, they're having a reunion today, and they're having it in Seattle, Washington. And, that band Chicken, who I played, they'll be playing. And, yeah, it was a pretty good scene in the 90s with Whipped. With all these bands here that played the Lake Union Pub. So, yeah, they're celebrating today, 3 o'clock in Seattle, Washington, at the Funhouse Tavern. And it's been a good weekend. Yes, we had the 10-year of Generation Annihilation celebration. Two awesome shows with Oi Polloi from Scotland. Yes, they played last night at the Ukrainian Cultural Center. Awesome show the night before. Funky Winker Beans, cheers to Fote and Charge Distorted for doing the show. And we have the boys from Oi Polloi here. But they're not quite here yet, so we're going to conduct a bit of an interview with them. But first, we're going to hear a track by them, a classic Oi Polloi track. This is called Boot Down the Door. Here we go. Oi Polloi, Generation Annihilation.
Oh,
right, Boot Down the Door by the mighty Oi Polloi, who are in town this weekend. Oi Polloi from Scotland, long-running acts, and they've joined us today. We've got Ricky, the guitar player.
Hi.
And we've got original founding member, Deke.
Hi.
Right across from us. So how's it going, boys? So yeah, you're here in the west coast of Canada. You're here in Vancouver, BC. Welcome. Did you ever think you'd see the day that you made it all this way? You've been around since what, 1981?
Yeah, and to be honest, I think we didn't think we'd ever make it over here. But thanks to our good man Chris from Tundra Punks.
Sorry that.
Yeah. Cheers. So yeah, you guys are over here, and you guys have been to Canada before, correct? In the 90s.
We were in the East Coast about 20 years ago,
okay.
22 years ago.
And then a couple years ago, we were in Toronto and Montreal again,
okay.
Ottawa. And
okay.
It was good.
Right,
bit different
on.
From here.
So how did this tour come about? How did you make it out here? How did it come about?
Well, it was really Chris from Tundra Punks who had got in touch with us and suggested bringing us out. It's taken about 5 years to actually find a time that would work out.
This okay, and you're playing a secret shirt. Last night you played the Ukrainian Cultural Center, the night before Funky Winker Beans, and tonight a surprise show at the Elf House. Well, I guess it's not a surprise, I let the cat out of the bag.
Not a secret anymore.
Yeah, so tonight at the Elf House, Oi Polloi, and what, tomorrow you're going to Squamish, is it, or Kamloops?
Squamish tomorrow.
And then Kamloops, and you're ending up in...
Well, we play in Victoria before we play in Kamloops.
Victoria on Tuesday.
Just consulting with our road manager here.
Okay, and so that's awesome. It's good that you're here, that you finally made it here. And, start off with the track, Boot Down the Door. This is from a compilation called Outrage by the Atomic Menace. And so Oi Polloi formed in 81. When was the first Oi Polloi release?
We did a kind of fairly bad quality demo tape that I think came out in 82, but the first studio stuff must have been about 83 or something like that.
Single 86. And that was on the one of those Roddy Marino Oi Records compilations?
He did a lot of stuff for us, yeah.
Okay.
He did compilations.
Okay, excellent. So we're going to get into some more of your music, and I bought this one off you guys the other night when I saw you at Funky Winker Beans, and this is a CD that came out in 2006. It's called SS Politician, and we're going to hear a track off it, and it's called When the SS. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
driving. The inquest was told a fight broke out, and one of the officers had beaten John Mickelson with his truncheon. And one of the officers had beaten John Mickelson with his truncheon. And one of the officers had beaten John Mickelson with his truncheon. Mickelson was taken unconscious to Hounslow Police Station, and then to hospital, where he was certified dead. The foreman of the inquest jury today told the coroner they believed Mickelson had been unlawfully killed, and that his death was manslaughter. Mickelson had been unlawfully killed. His death was manslaughter.
John Mickelson, who died in police custody last year, was unlawfully killed. The jury foreman told the Hammersmith coroner in West London they believed that John Mickelson's death was manslaughter.
One of the officers had beaten John Mickelson with his truncheon. One of the officers had beaten John Mickelson with his truncheon. Mickelson had been unlawfully killed. Mickelson had been unlawfully killed.
Walking on the highway.
All right, the track is called Nazi Nightmare, and it was originally called Borstal Breakout by Sham 69, but that's a reworking one by The Oppressed, an anti-fascist song, and it's on an EP called Anti-Fascist Oi EP, and this is an awesome song by The Oppressed. And we start things off with Oi Polloi, released from about 5 years ago, SS Politician. The name of the song is called DIY, and we followed with Oi Polloi from the Skins and Punks 2 compilation on Oi Records, run by the Marino Brothers of The Oppressed. And for those of you that just tuned in, well, we've got members of Oi Polloi here. We have Ricky and we have Deke. And so, yeah, we played that stuff about from the Skins and Punks 2 album, and it was on Oi Records. And back then, you were considered an Oi band, per se. Now, you kind of, would you say you get more lumped in with the anarcho-punk?
I think fairly quickly we decided that we liked the Oi music. But a lot of the politics leave a lot to be desired, and we were not interested in singing songs about kicking people's heads in at football matches and stuff.
No,
so,
definitely.
You know, we tried to take the good sing-along style of the Oi music, but add more political lyrics to it. But at the same time, we've always listened to a lot of stuff like Discharge and so on, so we've always done a mixture of Oi-type music and kind of faster D-beat stuff or crust or whatever.
Nowadays we call it street crust.
Street crust? I've heard anarchoi too. Do you you use that term as well, eh? But
progressive oi, yeah, or post oi.
So were you guys playing with a lot of skinhead bands back then, or
not really. I mean, where we were from in Scotland, there wasn't a massive number of oi bands or anything. In fact, there was probably virtually none. But I mean, nowadays we tend to play with more. We play with The Oppressed. We played with them quite recently. Excellent as ever. And we tour a lot in Europe, so we play with bands like Los Fastidios, Stage Bottles, bands like that.
Okay, so we're going to hear a recent release by you guys. Okay, what release? Have you guys just released a new album, or is a new album coming out?
We have just released a new album, but we don't have any copies of it with here, but we've done a tour for it in Europe, Dusk.
Okay.
So it's another Gaelic album.
Okay, excellent. And
people can get it mail order. Can find it on the net, and there will be people in North America distributing it.
Yeah. Excellent. So we're going to hear a track from your split with ATU, a few of these are Appalachian Terror Unit.
Yep.
Yeah, and this came out a few years back, and there's a few songs in Gaelic. This one I don't think is one of them. It's called Disperse. Is this a Gaelic?
This is one of the ones that's in English.
It's in English. Okay, so we'll give this a listen right now. Oi Polloi with a track called Disperse on Profane Existence Records. Here we go.
Destroy the chaos! see the Labour Party coming to Parliament.
Imaginary cities.
Darkness turned to light.
Back from their international tour.
When I found my
this Winnipeg
freedom,
band is known for being exuberant and anthemic at times, moody and soulful at others.
Say you.
Don't miss Imaginary Cities, live at the Waldorf on July 12th. Buy your tickets at livenation.com, Ticketweb, or charge by phone at 1-888-222-6608.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, joined by the members of Oi Polloi. We got Fred, we've got Deke, and in the start of the set, we heard a track from their split with Appalachian Terror Unit, 7-inch from Profane Existence Records, Disperse. The other two are in Gaelic.
There's only one more in Gaelic, the other one's in Finnish.
One in Finnish, yeah. One in Gaelic. Gee, you guys are very multi...
he is.
You know a few different languages, Deke, do you?
Well, it's boring to sing everything in English, so, okay. You know, and European bands, you're playing in different countries, so it's nice sometimes to sing stuff in their languages.
Yeah, it's. I heard you say a few times last night when you guys played, respect, so, I mean, you guys like to show respect, pay homage to them.
We always make an effort to learn a little bit of people's languages when we go there, and the other thing we're really big on is respect for minority cultures and diversity, which is why we've started singing in their indigenous Celtic language, the Scottish language, Gaelic.
Nice.
So we do a lot of that, but it's not about any kind of nonsensical nationalism. It's about supporting minority cultures and people's linguistic human rights.
Excellent. And the next track, I really like the title, Fuck Everybody Who Voted Tory. We've got a Tory majority in Canada right now, and it's going up Schitt's Creek. And yeah, I couldn't agree with the sentiment more last night than the night before. Fuck you, Stephen Harper. And then we follow with Barbed Wire and Act Out of Scotland, The Age That Didn't Care. This one came out on the Roddy Marino from Oi Records record label originally, too. Barbed Wire, did you play with those guys back in the day?
We did a few gigs with them, and their singer, Hendo, he's still around. He's in a kind of Scottish Cock Sparrow tribute band called Jock Sparrow.
Nice.
So we played with them not so long ago. They're fairly entertaining.
Excellent. So we're going to get back into the music here. We're going to get into some more Oi Polloi. And yeah, this is off the Unite and Win album, going back to 1987, I'll say. Correct?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Thank you. From the Exploited, listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver.
Hey, do you recognise that voice, Deke?
Amazing.
Certainly do, though, to be fair, we move in very different circles from the Exploited, and none of us know them personally, really.
I wondered about that. So Oi Polloi has never played a gig with the Exploited?
No.
Never met them? Never...
I mean, I think I've been in the same pub as Oi once, and I've seen them play a couple of times, but, you know, there are... It's totally different, the kind of stuff they're doing, the philosophy. So we're in different circles. We're DIY.
Well, I mean, you guys hate cop cars, and they hate cop cars, too. So you do have some common interests, I'm sure.
No,
but
none of us are fans of cop cars. That's true.
No, and some showed up last night after you guys played. Fortunately, they were just checking things out, and nobody got their heads beaten in or anything like that. So, yeah, there you go, the Exploited, Punk's Not Dead, Cop Car. I'm sure you must have liked that record at some point, Deke.
Yeah, I mean, Ricky was just saying it's a long time since he's heard it. It made me feel really young.
Yeah.
It's the first punk band I ever heard.
Right. Being in Edinburgh, same town as the Exploited too, you guys.
First punk band I saw, punk band I ever heard.
The first band practice we ever had, we were playing covers off Exploited songs from Punk's Not Dead. So, you know, hugely influential.
Yep. There you go. And we start off with two Oi Polloi tracks from Unite and Win Records. Punks and Skins, all about Punks and Skins uniting, but you guys don't sing about that kind of stuff really anymore.
We're into it, you know. We should emphasize, though, that by skinheads, you know, we certainly don't mean boneheads.
Okay.
Your right-wing racist characters, we don't class them as skinheads, they're just Nazis with short haircuts.
We call them boneheads here in Canada. And we heard a track from the Outrage 7-inch Hordes of Warning Records going back to late 1989 by Oi Polloi. Outrage, the title track. So, yes, we're going to get back into some Oi Polloi, but first we're going to get into some other Scottish punk. This is an act. Do you know these guys?
We do.
Beergut 100, are they still around?
They're not still around, but we should very quickly plug Paul the guitarist, his later band, Social Insecurity. People should check them out. They're excellent.
Rings a bell, but here's Beergut 100.
Fire!
three, two, one.
Okay, this is your chance to play air guitar. You know air guitar? A bit of metal. This one's called Don't Burn. Another song against rich bastards. This one's called Don't Burn. Don't burn the witch, it goes. No! Don't burn the witch. Burn! Burn the rich! No! Don't burn the witch. Burn! Burn the rich!
right.
Set of Scottish punk there in the last set, ending off with Oi Polloi. Before I mention it, I'm going to mention one thing on a non-Oi Polloi, non-Scottish punk note. I will be having a pair of tickets to give away after I announce these songs for Speed Wolf next week at the Fortune Sound Club. That's Speed Wolf with Chapel and an Engine, and it'll be a good one. Speed Wolf, Chapel, Engine Beast, and Angry. That's next Wednesday at the Fortune Sound Club. I will have tickets to give away, but in that last set, we start off with Beer Got 100, Fistful of Copper, Fuck Your Job, followed the Actives, Reactivated, Berlin. You remember, you said you didn't know those guys back then. They're from another part of Scotland.
Yeah, I went to see the Actives, so they were a great live band.
But they didn't play Scotland a whole lot, eh?
Well, sorry, Fife is part of Scotland, so...
Oh, they sorry, they didn't play Edinburgh a whole lot.
Not so much, no.
Yeah, no, I do know, I do have some... I fumbled my words there. I have been to Scotland, I have been to Edinburgh, and I know all... I know that much. I know that Fife is a part of Scotland. So anyways, yeah, there we go. The Threats followed 1980s from a demo of theirs. Awesome band who you saw back in the day.
Yeah, well. And we saw them. I mean, I don't know if they're still going, but they came back a couple of years ago and they were great.
And they're, yeah, the whole riding on the reunion thing, which we were just talking about. I said I love the reunion. Some bands just don't have it anymore. No names mentioned, but Oi Polloi never really played much of the UK festival circuit or
we don't play the big commercial things. We play lots of squat festivals, benefit festivals, free festivals, but we don't play stuff like Rebellion or whatever it's called. It's for that. That's not what we're interested
okay.
in.
Okay. Do you begrudge any bands for trying to?
You know, we don't expect to tell other bands what to do. People make their own choices, right. But it's not personally for us. Basically.
Yeah, I've never seen Oi Polloi on a Rebellion lineup.
You won't in the future, either.
Okay, well, kudos to you for sticking with that. Any reason? Just too commercial?
It's about money and it's got all the politics stripped out of it. We can understand why some people go, they get to see bands and have a good time, but we'd like to think that punk is about a little bit more than just the music.
Yeah, indeed it is. And we followed with The Strike from the Oi Collection, Gang Warfare. You remember that from way back? Yeah, Fergus, who lived out here for a while, guy from Scotland. I can't remember where they were from. Were they
Inverness?
From Inverness, right? Yep. And yeah, we ended off with Oi Polloi, Don't Burn the Witch. Some good air guitar playing last night from the Kid with
there
the Mohawk.
There was, and there will be tonight again at the Alf House. So come down and see us.
Okay,
West Georgia.
So yes, Oi Polloi, Don't Burn the Witch. And one more thing, Oi Polloi, very political band. Have your political views changed at all, say in the last decade or two decades, Deke, or are you...
Probably got more extreme.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's like the more shit you see, it's not going to make you mellow out, you know?
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much, boys. That is Oi Polloi from Scotland here in town. Check this playlist and podcast out online later on, www.citr. Later on today, later on, it'll be archived in the Generation Annihilation website, generationannihilation.com. You can like us on Facebook, like Oi Polloi on Facebook, although Deke's not a Facebook member himself. How else? You guys have a website?
Yeah, we've got a website now. It's www.oipolloi.com. oipolloi.org.
Okay, well, thank you guys. Thanks for coming to Western Canada. I hope the rest of the tour treats you well. Future plans?
We're coming back to North America in next month, and we're playing at a festival in Olympia, New Directions Festival, Political Punk Festival, and that's on...
Somebody told me that
The 6th of August.
6th of August. It's going to be great.
Somebody told me that last night. Somebody said, oh, well, aren't Oi Polloi going to Olympia after this? I go, I don't think so.
No, we are. So anyone brave enough to deal with the U.S. border, please come down and see us.
Jeez, nightmare. Okay, so thank you very much. This next song will take you into power chord next. Don't see any power chord around, but Speed Wolf, all the way from Denver, Colorado. Hey, does anybody want tickets to Speed Wolf? 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. If you want to see Speed Wolf, give us a call. And, you win yourself a pair of tickets. So, yeah, thanks to Oi Polloi for coming up. This is Speed Wolf from the Hell's Headbanger release, Ride With Death. This is a song called Up All Nights, and yes, catch Speed Wolf at the Fortune Sound Club, 147 East Pender here in Vancouver, BC, next Wednesday. It'll be a rager. Speed Wolf, taking you into power chord.
This is a song about Scott.